Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we would just like to welcome you to another edition of the Oh No Radio Show. This one is recorded live, in person, in Denver with our good friend Duncan, but it is also dedicated to our good friend Tom Barilli.
Barilli.
T-Man.
So everybody, give a round, a big round of applause for our good friend Tom, who cannot be here. Round of applause, everybody. Round of applause. He is not enjoying all of the awesomeness that is Denver.
It's true.
The beautiful weather, the beautiful amenities.
That's also true.
And the beautiful people. Duncan, what do you say to Tom? Fuck your dreams!
Oh, no, baby! Oh, no!
We are out in Denver.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier.
You look happy. Look at that smile.
I'm in a fairly good mood.
Great.
And you know why? It's because we're doing a show here in Denver with my good friends from Orlando. Of course we've got Zach here.
What's going on?
Hey.
Of course we have Ty here.
Oh, yes, sir. Happy to be here.
You know, and occasionally, you know, one wouldn't be surprised in Orlando for our buddy Jimmy James to be here. It's fine.
Hey.
But we do have a very special guest, and because we are in Denver, my good friend Duncan, the King of Bong Style, is here.
Oh no, baby.
It's been a long time, Duncan, since I've gotten to gaze into your lovely eyes and play radio with you.
Almost like no time has passed at all.
Yeah, I know.
Considerable amount of time has passed.
How long has it actually been at this point?
A year and a half.
Year and a half?
Yeah.
So long enough since we've done a real show together.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that we are in Denver testing out the mobile rig for the first time, pretty much. This is kind of a new thing for us at Oh No. We've been able to set up a mini studio in Duncan's apartment.
Pilot program.
But what better place to do it than with screaming dogs and bearded men?
Yes.
Duncan, let's give an applause to him.
Yeah, what a guy. Look at the key.
As tomorrow is the big day, Duncan is turning 53.
We all know that happened last January.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Mel Gibson. Oh, and my bad as well. Already breaking one of your birthday presents.
You can't break this one. Aircraft grade aluminum. It'll be fine.
No. It is awesome because Duncan is getting married literally tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
actually, when this airs, it will be today.
It will be today.
So everybody will be hearing this on the wedding
day. On the wedding day.
Doing this show from his wedding.
Right now.
Oh, like, right now.
We have a live audience. His whole family's here.
Yeah. They're not very happy with this.
They're really looking
Kelsey
confused.
Is pissed.
Yeah, she's fuming. Drama is stewing. It's going to be a great wedding.
It is.
Off to a good start so far.
It's already going well.
It's what we want.
I've heard they've got some really good crab cakes in the back.
What?
Yeah. You guys, you got to.
What?
Ty, I purposely have kept you away from the
crab cakes.
Yeah.
Cheese fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But there's no lizard people invited to the cheese fountain. That's what I saw.
Unfortunately, there is a barrier that does have a lizard sensor,
and it has a picture of you actually on the outside of the door that says this person is not allowed to go to the cheese fountain.
It does actually say that.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. Speaking of strange things, just out of observance, in my time in Denver, I've been here since Monday. It is now Wednesday evening when we are actually recording this. Like we said, you're going to get it on Thursday, but it's actually Wednesday evening. So I've been here a couple of days. And, of course, you know, got to hit a couple bars. Right, Zach?
Of course, yeah.
That's what you do.
It's vacation.
It's vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, when you're talking to that mic, just a heads up, turn it the other way around like you're not a rapper. Like, turn it in so, like, yeah.
Like this?
Look how Ty does it.
You know, like that.
Like that.
Like you're not
I don't know, man. This whole mobile setup, dude, I don't know if I can hang.
You can't.
I don't have headphones. I don't have a mic stand.
This motherfucker was told to bring his headphones, but still.
No. In fairness, he did bring them
to
Colorado.
Yeah.
They are in Denver.
They almost made it here.
They're about 10 minutes walks away. Yeah.
They're a $5 Uber ride away. I can tell you that.
And then a $5 Uber ride back, which is why Zach doesn't have headphones.
It's fine. We're going to make this work, like I've said.
It's going to be beautiful.
One of the things that we've done in our time here is that we've checked out some bars, like we're apt to do when we go on vacation.
Of course.
And, let's just tell the little story about signs that we've seen. And we saw a sign yesterday, and it came into fruition. No vertical IDs.
Yeah.
This is a thing that we're not
familiar with.
And I guess it's a Colorado thing.
Florida doesn't have vertical IDs.
We definitely have vertical and horizontal IDs. Mm-hmm. You get a horizontal ID when you turn 21, correct?
I believe
you have it until you're 21. It's like
a vertical. You have a vertical. Yeah,
sorry, you get a horizontal when you turn 21.
Oh, a horizontal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm. My apologies.
Okay. We're all good.
Yeah. No, we're all good. Yeah. So Hannah, Zach's girlfriend, has not long turned 21 and hasn't gotten hers changed from a vertical.
Because it hasn't expired yet.
Because it hasn't expired.
Yeah, she has no reason to get another one. It works everywhere at home. But for some reason in Colorado, it's a law, I guess state law, but that bars don't accept vertical IDs. So she's had to get in.
Yeah, it has her date of birth. It has her picture. It's a real license.
Yeah.
But no dice. You can't get a beer here because you have a vertical ID. Wow.
Yeah, and I was kind of shocked the first time the bartender was like, yeah, we don't accept vertical IDs. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't know. What does that mean?
At least you didn't get like... You didn't go marine.
Oh, no. I'm cool, man. Everyone in Denver's cool. I'm cool.
Yeah.
But it's a little disappointing. It's like, I just walked a fucking mile to get here, dude. I just want a drink.
I just want a beer.
I've been 21 for a long time. I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Last night, we go to meet up with them at a bar. First, we had a drink earlier in the day. And earlier in the day, we saw the sign that said no vertical IDs in that one pub. So later on, like, we were able to slip it past. Like, you could tell he looked at hers a long time. And then, you know, like, okay, fine.
Right.
There's four of you. She's probably fine. Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, she's not any of your child.
Yeah. They're all from Florida. They're on vacation. We'll let it slip. And that's what she was hoping for. But you guys, we were going to meet up with you at a bar a little closer to where you're staying.
Yeah.
And... you had drank there, what, two nights before?
Yeah. She had drank there a couple nights before.
And they go back, and the bartender's like, no, you're not allowed in. You can't drink here.
Same bartender?
No, it was a different
bartender.
Guy.
That's probably why. Yeah.
But then she got pissed, right? She's like,
yeah,
I was
and
here
you know,
yesterday, and I was drinking.
Yeah, and you know Hannah. She's the sweetest. She's like the nicest person in the world. She doesn't get upset. And that pissed her off. Like, she kind of had a couple words with the bartender. I was like, oh, babe, we'll just leave. It's fine.
It's
totally
not that
cool.
Big of a deal.
It's totally cool.
Yeah, but in fairness, it was a bar off of Colfax.
Yeah.
So that's probably the nicest thing that was said to that dude that day.
Yeah. I want to talk about Colfax.
Can we talk about Colfax?
All right. So here's let's lay this down for people that don't know. Colfax Avenue in Denver, Colorado, is the longest continual street in the United States.
How long, man?
It's over 26 miles.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
is it also the interstate?
It used to be. An interstate.
Right.
It's like a business interstate.
Gotcha,
you know what I mean?
It is.
And
it's crazy.
It's
also, a massive thoroughfare.
Is it also 13th Street? Is that another name?
No,
for
it'd
it?
Be like 15th
It would be
Street.
15th.
It's 15th?
15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Yeah.
But Colfax definitely has character.
Colfax has character. Yeah. It has a lot of like old neon. It has a lot of dive bars. It has a lot of homeless vagrants.
Okay. The part that we're in currently and where you live, Duncan, is on the nicer side of the Colfax spectrum.
Definitely.
Because
it has been gentrified.
Parts of where you drove us through, and I'm sure I didn't even see the worst, but coming from the airport, you drove us through like a lot of the strip of it. And it was a lot seedier, you know, a few miles back.
Yeah.
For those at home, it reminded me a bit of OBT.
Yeah.
Like parts of OBT where
a good comparison.
It's kind of OBT-ish. Yeah.
Or like
a little bit 50-ish.
Yeah.
Well
think about before there was like really I-4 established. The only big thoroughfare from like your St. Cloud, or it's not really not St. Cloud, but like Kissimmee.
That's a
up through Orlando, up to even Sanford with 17, and then that like 92 will go that far, and then 17 will take you to like Winter Haven,
right,
and shit,
right,
and all the way to Tampa. So that used to be the connection road. I feel like Colfax is probably in the same vein.
Colfax
as that
used to be like the way to get to the mountains back in the day. So that's why there's a ton of motels on it, like stretching the whole
where they're
route.
Like, do
oh,
they do hourly rates at some of these?
Some of them do hourly rates. Like we walked by, Ty and Jimmy and I walked by.
It's pretty
like,
rapey.
Dude, it's pretty rapey. Like
hourly
it's
rates.
Oh, is that the one you pointed out on the drive? The
yes,
rapey
the one that
motel?
Has like it has. It actually has windows that open completely
all the way. Yeah,
all the way. Box fans in the windows. Like it is definitely, and you see
sheets
Lexus
hanging out.
Sheets hanging out,
oh,
but
you
you'll
can
see.
Throw a body out of there.
But you'll see, there have been bodies thrown out of there, I will guarantee you. But you'll see fucking like Lexuses and really nice cars in the parking lot. So, yeah, very undesirable things are happening at that place.
We pimping?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there is some hoes being smacked.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's another thing, too. Like, Colfax, I guess, like maybe OBT, you do have quite a large homeless population.
I get the comparison to OBT, but it's
right.
You got to give it more.
Oh,
credit.
No, no, no.
Way
it's
more
way,
credit than that.
Way
just
more credit.
Just
than
for
that.
The listeners out there, it's.
It ain't nothing like staying down like by the Florida Mall OBT. It's,
no, no, no.
It's
no,
like,
no.
I don't even. Yeah, it's a bad comparison in a sense. It's
well, it's interesting because it kind of
it's
has
got
that
nice
vibe.
Parts. OBT doesn't really have nice parts.
Right.
It has like
right.
nice
this,
parts.
It's like OBT with nice restaurants, cool people.
Yeah.
And, just,
and legal weed.
Yeah, and legal
Yay.
Weed.
One of the things that we were talking about just in Denver as a whole that we noticed, I think you mentioned it, either you or Jimmy mentioned it, that yes, like there we have homeless in Orlando, of course, and there's it seems like there's quite a few homeless people out here. They seem a lot better respected out here. It might just be me, but they seem to like assimilate into the community a little bit more than back home. They're not like they people know their names and people, you know, like the,
really.
I've seen a little bit more of that.
I mean, you will have your neighborhood vagabonds and whatnot. Like, dude, I see the same few regulars in the alley and like cruising up and down the
Jimmy
streets.
Jimmy hit on him. I don't know.
Doesn't Jimmy have a new girlfriend?
Jimmy, you have a new girlfriend. Can
you
tell us?
You gotta talk.
No, tell us.
I almost had her. She had me fooled if it wasn't for the third jacket when she went to get sexy. That's when she kind of lost me.
Right. Yeah. And also the talk about putting all criminals in camps.
That was her opening line. Ooh. Walked right up to me and said, you know, 50% of this population deserves to be locked up.
That was her opening line?
Oh, yeah,
that was her opening
line. But I fell in love with
her
when she goes, but you look like one that should be on the outside. And we went from there. And I didn't know she was crazy, and I didn't know she was homeless. But the next thing I do know, after this long conversation of her dividing the planet, I looked up and Duncan's ass was gone.
I was literally at the end of the block on the other side of the street. Like, I was walking the dog, and his tail is tucked, and he's really uncomfortable by this woman and her energy, and he's like nope, fuck this, and I'm just like, cool, let's go. And like, I thought that I looked at his face and I was just like, I thought okay. He looked at me and I was just like, I'm going. Like,
I had no idea. I was making moves.
Dude,
there,
I literally did an Irish goodbye in front of people.
But like I said, I think it's over. I saw her earlier today, or was it last night?
Right.
With someone else out here on the corner.
Oh,
man.
She,
in front of me,
did
man. Just
dirty.
Flaunting that shit.
You fell in love for a day, and she ripped your little heart out.
Terrible.
It's Denver.
It's Denver. It's,
she is
he
a
smoked
cruel,
the bowl, and he was good.
She's a cruel mistress. No, we did a lot of dabs,
there you
though.
Go.
Wow. So, do you have that general vibe, you think? Like, I don't know. Homeless people seem a little better out here.
I mean
there's lots of sleepy ones. And I do have to ask, have they just smoked way too much weed that they do just pass out?
I mean, heroin.
There's that? Is that a thing? I mean, it's a thing everywhere.
Heroin
is it big
is
out here?
Modern
drug out
What's up?
It's an otter.
It's a nodder drug. Everybody that's, wants a nod off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
We did see a homeless old elderly woman yesterday, drunk off her
drunk
ass.
Drunk as shit, yeah.
In the pink jacket.
I tell you, I got a bubble
jacket.
I got fooled by a bum because we were walking home from the bar last night around midnight, and I saw this dude from afar. I didn't want to stereotype him. I'm like, oh, you know, but I'd naturally do.
Could be a hipster.
Or could be a bum.
Could be a bum.
And I'm like,
hipster or homeless.
Right. It's a game we play. It happened to me. Yeah.
So I see him probably 100 feet out. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's not a bum. He's all right. He's not going to bother, you know, whatever. But no shit. Right at the last second, he tries to sell me some fucking. He opens up a book and it's full of flowers. And he's talking some apocalypse shit. And I was just like, it baffled me. I didn't know you were a bum.
You bum.
Dirty.
You damn dirty bum.
So I guess we do need to then like go into how Duncan's feeling. You know, this is supposed to be like the most important thing in your life, Duncan. You know, how are you handling all the stress?
Well, today I'm much better than I have been.
What
in
I
the
heard
past.
About last night.
Oh, come on, man! We're gonna talk about me.
It begins with a simple trip to Popeye's chicken.
Popeye's, man.
The boys at home were a little hungry. Kelsey would like some biscuits.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
It got a little spicy.
It did get a little spicy. It got a little spicy.
The Popeye's
saucy.
Chicken is what, a 5-minute walk from your house?
Oh, it's a block away.
It's a block, yeah.
Two blocks.
So it's what? It's you and Jimmy James.
Me and Jimmy James.
Rolling down
Colfax to the Popeyes.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
So
cool.
Well, we
stoned as hell,
yeah.
too. Like, I'm real high.
How's your
Beautiful
mood
weather.
When you are leaving the house?
Fine.
Good mood.
Yeah.
No problem.
No.
Chilling.
Yep.
Stone walking
ready,
out.
Ready
what did you have in your mind for your meal, Duncan?
Well, first of all, I had tried to order from the Chinese restaurant just down the way.
Ooh.
And they no answer their phone.
Well, that's
so
no.
They no say hurry up and bye.
So you got a little angry.
So I didn't get angry. I was just like, oh,
a little discouraged.
Possibly let down.
Yeah. Let down.
Let down. And that's fair. Is that not fair?
So. Okay, going to Popeye's. I'm like, I'm going to get a 3-piece and some bit, like I just it's going to be fine. So we literally are walking into the parking lot. Jimmy James goes, "Oh fuck. I forgot my wallet at the house." Let's go back.
Likely story.
How'd it sneak out of that pocket?
And we turn around and walk about 5 feet, and I'm just like, no, fuck it. I'll pay for you. If I walk back to that house, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, at that point, fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like,
it's Popeye's. It's five bucks.
And it's 5 minutes away, and I'm just like, I don't care. So we go in, and already I sense there's fuckery.
Fuckery.
Fuckery, most foul.
What time are we talking here?
We're talking the employees? We're talking
8:30?
Not late.
I have no idea about the time. I was enjoying it.
Okay. All
right. It wasn't late, but it was also.
So you're not dealing with late night drunk crowd or anything like that?
No,
that's
but.
That's not fair. We're in Denver.
true.
We were dealing with, it felt like a fair amount of. I think it was a fair amount of maybe people who had pieced together enough money throughout that day to get a meal at Popeye's.
Oh, okay.
Might be the.
Trying to figure out the best combo of cheap food.
A struggling crowd.
And how are the employees behind the counter handling this?
They don't give a fuck.
Rat's ass.
No, they don't give a fuck.
I've missed this, by
the
way. this is how I just do it. I just egg him on, and he just goes.
He just goes. Oh, God. I know exactly what you're trying to do.
I know.
So they don't give a flying fuck about anything happening in front of them. Like the girl who's probably about 20 and has a neck tattoo. So that's a fucking good sign.
That's right. A help.
I'm like, look, I didn't get my first tattoo on my hands until I was fucking 30.
Mm-hmm.
And a well-established in my career. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
So
we're possibly working some prison players here.
There could have been. There may have been some fucking prison ink going on in this situation. So we're a couple people deep. I already see one guy frustrated. Right? I see one guy frustrated.
Is he a normal looking dude?
Yeah.
He's
a normal looking
fried chicken.
He's a normal looking white dude with a beard.
I just wanted some fucking Popeyes, man.
Yeah. All of the struggling people.
Yeah.
Are getting served much more quicker and efficiently than this dude who has clearly been waiting there for a considerable amount of time. Right. So finally he says something, and then the girl gets shitty, prepares his food, gives it to him, doesn't like clear it off the order screen or anything. So the kid who is actually like preparing the meals, then calls for that one. And that one's literally the one in front of us. And I'm just like, they literally call, like, they call that dude's number, and she calls for it, and she's looking around, and I look at her, and I'm like, you gave him his order.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him number 95. So we're waiting, and Jimmy James and I are sitting down, and he goes, how you doing, Puddin'? And I go, well, I am literally one bad thing away from just snapping completely because I am literally the most stressed out that I have ever been in my life.
Now, we were smiling within a block of this place.
Yeah.
Right.
It all just kind
of
hit
you. Could
like,
see it
the
coming.
Energy of the Popeyes, as soon as I walked
it
in, I'm like, this is going to end.
It's
badly.
Like you walked into the factory.
And I could watch it. I could witness it. I could look at it.
I did walk into
it. I could see it boiling and festering.
So a little tidbit on this. Jimmy told me a little side note when we were outside smoking a cigarette. And he said, you were leaning against the wall and you had your head down. And it was this, Duncan. It's, you know it. It's the head down.
It's
with
just,
the brow up and that dead stare that you do.
And I'm just like... Literally, I'm staring.
No, it's the look of death. It's the look of going to snap
a
neck.
Why hell I ain't taken over already?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was really. I was just like, Satan, please, I need you. I need you to get me through this. And he was just like, "Yeah, Duncan, we'll get you through it. This is gonna be awesome."
Hail Satan!
Now I'm thinking this is about to happen in a chicken joint.
Right.
We're about to have a
shit's about to
go
well.
Yeah. And we're still good for another 2-3 minutes until I start getting hot and I look at the fucking time stamp on the receipt and I look at my phone and I say, it has been 13 goddamn minutes.
Looks dead at me and says, do you know that? It's 13 goddamn minutes.
Are you seeing this shit?
Are you
I'm
fucking
at him
the
going,
Tom Ford?
Oh, yeah. We're
are you with
me? It's right about now. To go down.
You got my back.
Yeah.
Funny story. This comes back around.
No, it does. It's good to get to it, though. We haven't even said about the guy that you were
surrendering. So we're getting there.
Okay, we're getting there.
This is all before dude. And now, mind you, there's more people stacking up in this lobby as there is just fuckery afoot.
Mm-hmm.
So we go up and I'm kind of standing near the thing and I see the dude putting together orders and I hear him say to somebody, he just goes, I'm waiting on spicy chicken strips. We don't have any. Nobody dropped anything. Jimmy's order.
They're my orders. This whole shit is going down
over
my order.
And you're overhearing the employee saying this shit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's hearing it.
And jeez. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? And then nobody says anything. And nobody, like nobody comes and says, hey, it's going to be. And then the girl, the fucking girl who's an idiot, it's like, well, they're waiting on spicy strips. Did they tell you? I was just like, nope. Haven't told me anything.
Yeah.
And the vibe has changed.
Oh, man.
And the vibe has immediately gone sour.
And the crowd, the whole crowd, not just our vibe.
Oh,
went,
boy.
It swept the damn Popeye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, this place is fucking about to burn down if some jambalaya and some chicken is not served.
Exactly. It was about to get rough. So I get a little upset and I'm fucking hot. Like there's nothing I hate more than being hot and uncomfortable and my taint started to sweat.
Worst.
All right, so when you get taint sweat.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, all right.
It starts dripping down the leg a little
bit. It was just like it was Florida swamp ass is what it was and I was not.
I didn't move out here for this shit.
Fuck
no.
You. Uh-uh. No, sir.
You have boiled me to the balls, sir.
Yes, yes, exactly. So I slam the receipt down on the counter.
Like
I
a
look
man.
At Jimmy, and I say, get her fucking sauce. and I walk outside, and this dude, whom I do not know at all, and who looks like he is also wearing a fair amount of clothing because he needs to carry everything he owns with him.
Okay.
Planetary encounter.
Well put.
And
a moving closet.
And he said, like, I don't even remember what he said to me, but he said something. And I looked at him and I don't usually have this much malice since I moved out here, but it was factory level malice. And I just looked at him. I'm like, don't you fucking speak to me. And kept walking out. Like, literally, like, if I could have spit daggers with my eyes at him, he would have been dead. There is no question about it. So I go outside, and it's cool outside, and I'm like, ah, cool air.
Haven't gotten your food yet? Or you have?
No.
You're still waiting.
He's still inside with the audience, because Duncan just got a little upset. And mind you, I'm not, like, I look like me.
I think he's homebound.
Yeah, like Jimmy thinks I'm leaving.
Grab the damn sauce. I'm fucked this motherfucking place.
But then my gut goes, I don't want to leave Jimmy and Popeyes and have him walk back to back down Colfax.
With a crowd that may be killing me.
Never leave a man behind.
Correct. Never leave a man behind.
It's honorable.
And I get to the end of the parking lot and I'm just like.
Deep breath.
All right. Yeah, deep breath. Woosah. Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. Yep. Like, I fucking, you know.
Right.
I bring Walter back. I put him away. Yeah, seriously. And then I go back in, and that dude, whom, unbeknownst to me, this whole time I'm outside, is saying, look what you made that man, like, you made that man so upset.
Oh,
like,
he had your back?
Oh, he had my back
the whole time.
He walks out of this damn place after all of this. These people are in absolute fucking shock. This dude starts again on the people behind the counter, like, look, what is wrong with y'all? You know, look how mad that guy was. He's just trying to get his kicking. What the hell's the fucking problem around here?
How'd you fuck it up?
So
that
now,
bad?
Right. So now the people that are in fucking shock that were standing there, this guy goes off there thinking, at least he ain't fucking here no more.
Yeah.
Wham, he rips the goddamn door open and comes flying back.
Yeah, he comes. He's back.
Right, he didn't look, but I look at the rest of them and they all go into that fuck look. Please proceed. How
angry,
you came in.
Angry white man. Coming in.
So when you ask how the stress of the wedding's taken its toll,
we're not done.
Oh, we're not even.
You still haven't gotten your chicken.
Not even done.
I still haven't gotten the chicken. Oh, I come back in, boy. And the dude, like, he goes, hey, man, you got me in trouble with the customers. Like, you dumb motherfucker, I am the customer, without missing a beat. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know anything.
You went into like a
dude.
Whole
I went. In, I'm whole... dude. Like I was that Duncan. Like
the only
I
guy in there that was for him. Everybody else would have shot him by now.
Dude, seriously. And he says something else. I'm like, just don't fucking talk to me. Just don't fucking talk to me.
Don't.
And he keeps. Well, sir, I have a bachelor's in business affairs.
I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Who the fuck said that?
Exactly.
He threw his fucking degree out.
Yeah, he threw
quick.
His degree like I was trying to hire him.
This isn't a job interview.
Yeah, right, motherfucker? Like, you're going about this the wrong way. Yeah.
He probably want to let you know, hey, a smart man's on your corner.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And I didn't give a fuck at that point. Like, and I told him, I was just like, don't say another fucking word in my general direction. The dog is upset because I was so upset yesterday.
He's feeling it.
And then the guy just like he backs up about 5 or 10 feet and then he just continues to talk. He's like, sir, you need to treat me with some respect, sir. And I was just like, well, all right, maybe that's true, but not in this particular instance. I'm really not. I've told you I was stern the first time, and then I was an asshole. Like, you just have to assume that I was one of those people you're going to run into in life.
Oh,
right?
I was so
right.
ready to tell him you had a kid that died.
Jimmy was literally
but
about
he
to.
He came back. That
he would have got his chicken quicker if
and
he
the
said
dude,
it.
Like,
oh,
literally,
he
no,
got
the,
his shit.
The manager came out, and she is just like seeing what is happening, and she is just like, come on, let these fucking strips come up, please. Just yeah, go. And just, like, they come up, and she's just like throwing shit in the box. There was like 12
so
instead of three.
So many extra strips.
Oh, yeah, open the refrigerator. There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
It's all the strips.
And all this shit, and like, and I'm really nice with her, but this dude is still talking behind my, and Jeez. I hear something about, I hear little snippets, and I hear PTSD, and I hear, I haven't slept in 3 days, and I hear, we're on Colfax, and I'm just like, I will fuck you up. Like, I don't know you, I don't know what kind of training you have, I'm like, but I'm a man that's getting married in 2 days. I will fucking end you.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I was channeling different level Duncan. Like, it was some shit. Like, it was all that rage that has never come out of me.
Oh, it has. I've seen parts of it. But
you see, that's how it escapes. Like, it escapes like that. And this was just like, and I told Jimmy
it's
Jane.
It's not completely healthy. That's admit no. that.
You know? Absolutely not. It is not healthy at all.
And it pained me a bit. I thought, fuck it, I don't live here. I won't see
Jimmy Jane says it. So we
want to see how it pans out.
But I
don't think we're allowed at Popeye's anymore.
No, we're definitely not. Which is fine for him because he doesn't live 2 blocks
from
it.
Yeah, you're right here.
I'm definitely blacklisted.
Devastated if you lived here. That would be
I think also along with that disappointment, I'm going to go ahead and bring this up. When we walk in, they had these cheese pies.
Oh,
say it.
They had like a cherry cheesecake pie, like
ooh,
one of those.
And I had left my wallet in the back. It's like just one more goddamn shovel of disappointment down the back of the day. Fuck this planet.
And then they didn't give me my goddamn green beans either. It was
bastards.
It was terrible.
Oh,
I literally
that intervention.
Oh yeah, I literally ate like the leg out of my 3-piece and the fries and the biscuit, and that was it. Like, I was just like, fuck this chicken.
He did come back and get me, but when we walked out of there, he probably left me a block behind.
I did, dude. I was fucking like
storming home.
He was fucking gone.
It was factory nights time. Like, that was the speed that I was walking at.
Yep.
Dude, I was, oh my God. Like, and I was just so livid. And then I just said a whole bunch of mean and hurtful shit to Jimmy James, and it was terrible.
And that sucks. But
it does. It does. And then he, like comes in, grabs his shit, like, goes across the street. I don't know where he went. I didn't see him. Like,
where'd you go?
He went to 7-Eleven.
Say what's up to his girlfriend.
And I literally called him.
Oh, you know. Yeah, that's right. Zach's right.
Some time,
you were looking for your girlfriend. No, fuck that. You were looking for your bag lady out there on the corner.
I needed a hug. At that point, I needed a hug.
I don't blame you.
I literally, like, and all within the span of this probably was, what, like 2 minutes in the time that we got back to the house. And I literally, like, I look for him and I don't see him. And I call him and I'm just like, come back here. I'm an asshole and I'm sorry. Like, literally, I like, in that order, I'm an asshole and I'm sorry. Come back here. He's just like, I'll be right back. I'm just like, God damn it. Yeah.
But it's fine. But it's fine.
Yeah, it wasn't an issue.
It's fine.
I saw it all coming. You could,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it fucking coming.
Yeah.
What it was is Jimmy is smart enough to, he's like, oh, there was just an earthquake.
No,
he was like, there was just an earthquake. There's about to be a tsunami.
But I was also thinking, where the hell's my peeps? God damn.
It was terrible. So I was just like, Jimmy, why the fuck didn't you have my bag? He's just like, what did you want me to do? Literally, you said, what did you want me to do? And I'm just like, don't you
wrong
dare
answer,
approach me with logic. God damn it. Like, why are you?
Meanwhile, all of this is going down while the three of us are like
having
spitting distance, by the way.
Oh, was this what
you guys were in the fucking parking lot at the satire.
Right. That's great.
Really close.
At the bar, like, where you can throw a tennis ball from your porch to this ad.
Hit the goddamn
you're
bar.
Right there. Yeah, exactly. We had a great time, though.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know, there was cheap PBR and there was decent tacos. And I tell you what.
I dig that satire lounge. It's a cool little spot.
Yeah. Apparently, okay.
The chimichangas are good.
Well, I wanted to ask you to see, like, what the actual legend is, because it's all about Pete. Inside the satire. Inside the Satire Lounge, you'll see like that it was once, I believe, Pete's Lounge with the same sign, and it was Pete's Lounge.
It's still Pete's Satire.
See, I didn't catch that part. Mm-hmm. But either way, you know, you've got Pete's Satire then. You've got...
Illegal.
I feel like Pete...
Got
Pete runs Colfax.
Stop.
But then Illegal Pete's is...
No,
but the whole reason for that must be...
No, Illegal Pete's has nothing to do with
that's
that.
A different chain.
With that, that is completely separate. Like, Illegal Pete's has nothing to do with the
it's
other
It's not just
Pete's.
An homage, like,
nope.
to it?
Nope.
That's the natural...
It's well
process,
because
right?
they're right across from each other, but that's
just
a brand new.
To let other people know, in this town, it seems like, you know, you've got Pete's Kitchen. You got, I guess, then
the same Pete, the Pete of legend in Denver. Like, he is a Greek guy. I've seen him in person. He's still alive.
He's still hanging. All right.
He has two restaurants that attach to the parking lot next to my building. Like, he's still alive.
And it has a great reputation, it seems, like, from everything
you
hear.
It's a Denver staple. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the Pete's Delicious. Kitchen and Pete's Satire Lounge are right next to each other. Pete's Kitchen is open 24/7. Just down Colfax, about half a mile, three quarters of a mile, is Pete's Greek Cafe.
Oh, so he's got more.
And then over by Denver University is Pete's University Cafe.
Wow.
I think there's six.
So what's so special about him? Did he have he's just a guy that
did well opening restaurants? Like, he's got a lot of
Denver.
Like,
can we cheers to Pete? Cheers to Pete.
They've got a ton of sports players and celebrities and stuff that come through. Like, you go into Pete's Kitchen and there's pictures of, like, Elway and Pete and shit like that.
Drew Barrymore and Pete, I saw. Getting that sexy Hollywood vibe in there.
It's a staple. It's a place.
That's right.
It's a greasy spoon that's open 24/7.
We get a couple mention a couple of things, and then we're gonna actually do some mobile clips. I know that's gonna blow everybody's mind that we're even doing mobile clips. But we do have to get into the fact that Duncan, animal lover, look at you once again, going above and beyond the call of nature, perhaps.
Cacaw.
Tookie.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no easy way to say this. Duncan has two goddamn baby squirrels living in his house.
They're cute as shit.
And I like them.
They're about hand size. Hand size from tail to nose.
Yeah.
We all like them right now, but what happens, you know, in like maybe a week when they're big?
And they're running around. Well, you'll let them outside if they get all crazy.
They seem cool.
I'll let them out if they get Christmas crazy. Otherwise, I will probably... Because they're still probably like 4 or 5 weeks out from getting like big.
Yeah.
Like big enough to actually like really fend for themselves.
Really fend, yeah.
So I am probably going to buy a ferret cage.
Oh, that's cool.
And put them in there so that
just
they
to
can...
get them, rear them to that point.
And potentially keep them as pets.
Well, you just
There's
randomly,
a very real possibility.
You just randomly walk up on them or how do you...
Okay, so... Last week I came home from work and there I hear a noise and there's just this little baby squirrel screaming at me from like the front yard, and I'm just like, hey little guy. So I get the mail and I go upstairs and I grab a piece of bread and I'm like, hey, here's some. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And okay, cool, I'm gonna leave you be. Like I go and get the dog and I walk him and we'll like give him plenty of space and just kind of let him do his thing. And I'm out downstairs taking our bicycles down to lock them up to clear up some room in here for everybody. And the little guy is down there and he's kind of like, all right, hey, who are you? What's going on? And he comes up to me and he like gets within a foot or two of me and he's just like, meh, just kind of like sitting there. Doesn't know what to do. Not really scared, but like, you know, he looked like he was going to like climb up on me, and I'm like, bro, here's some bread. I don't know what to do. And like came back in the house. Next morning I go off to work. Kelsey comes like out, takes him out. She's just like, sends me a picture. There's two of them now.
Baby squirrel.
Yeah. They were just down at the base of the tree out here.
Right.
All right, cool. She's like, well, just keep an eye on them. And when you get home, you know, see if they're still there or whatever. I come home from work. There's four of them.
Damn.
At the bottom of the tree, like all kind of like, you
know,
huddled up. Yeah, yeah. Like just kind of like, I don't know what to do. So I was like, well, fuck, I don't want to touch them. Like I want to, you know, don't want to put any human scent on them. I'll leave them be. But I took them some food and some water down there and just kind of let them go. Next day, like they're still down there. No sign of the mom. One of them passed away that day. Like one of them just did, like was too weak, had fallen out of the nest. You know what I mean? Like
and that's gonna happen in any litter.
It's
of
nature.
Any animal,
exactly.
Pretty much.
So one of them didn't make
it. Mom could have left them.
I don't think.
Right?
I don't think the mom or left them. I think they just all went to Popeyes that day.
They did.
It's ruined
they
them
did.
Forever.
Zach. They Zach. Did. Zach. Zach. That's why he's your replacement in Orlando.
I'm okay with that. I definitely approve of that.
It is an honor to do a show.
I do.
With the Duncan.
I do approve of that. Another cheers thing.
You know, not to interrupt on the squirrel story, but we do have to fucking kind of acknowledge that this is the first time you've ever done a show together.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, Zach and I have only like really had like a half a dozen of interactions prior to him coming out to Colorado. Yeah.
And because of the show and the awesomeness that the Oh No Radio Show universe is, he's going to be at your goddamn wedding.
Absolutely.
He's
here thank you for that, man. We're so excited to be here, man.
That is so fucking awesome. That makes you got to understand, though, for like my two of my best friends ever to like be able to like come together and meet like that. Like that's huge, man. That's fucking
awesome.
And
it also like it was. And it's funny, too, because it just like it literally goes without saying that everybody like I'm like, oh, No Radio Show. It's like, yeah, you all are invited. Like, no questions asked.
It's tied to the world. I mean, you know, it's that's what we do.
That's our universe.
That's what we do. But so now essentially you took care of the squirrels.
Well, I gave them a couple days. I was waiting for mom to see if mom came back. And then I was like, all right.
She didn't.
So we put them in a box that got a little bit more sun, a little bit west of, you know.
Put them in the right area, get sun, and give them some
like
water, towels.
Our downstairs neighbor.
He was taking them hot bags of water.
Yeah. When it got cold.
When it got cold,
and
taking them hot bags every couple hours, like get them a new warm bag of water so they could cuddle up with.
They're right here, right? Right behind me?
Literally.
They're very quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, they're mostly chilling. Asleep. Yeah, they're chilling. They don't make a whole lot of noise. I mean, I can reach my... What's that?
When they eat it.
When they eat it, it's kind of cute.
Can I ask you this, Duncan?
Yeah.
The squirrels have been a huge thing on the podcast. Can the Oh No universe name the squirrels?
Ooh.
Can we do a vote, possibly, in our group to name the squirrels?
I mean, maybe we can do
maybe
one.
We all
I want to name one of them Fuzzy Nuts as an homage to the Squirrel Master in Half Baked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I almost feel like I have to name one of them Fuzzy.
But it could be Fuzzy Nuts something, you know? Like, maybe we can pick
a surname?
Yeah, or a middle name, or...
Fuzzy Nuts.
Fuzzy Nuts McGee is always going to be,
Fuzzy
you know?
Nuts McGee. I mean,
is a good name.
Come on.
But,
yeah.
But now, think about it. We'll talk about this off air, but we'll work this out. I feel
Potential.
Like this is good.
I think we
new,
could have...
New Oh No mascots.
By the way, Ian has not sent me $20. So that means that the next in the series of wine pictures will be revealed.
Release it,
It's going to get released.
Yeah. I mean,
He has until tomorrow because we're recording this on a Wednesday instead of a Thursday. He has until tomorrow, but I gave him a week last week. And like I said,
Would you like to also put it up on the projector at the wedding?
It might have to happen. It might. I will.
Yeah, up the
Zanny. You know
I know you will.
You know I will.
I know you will.
Okay. So that, now that
I wouldn't have said it if it wasn't a thing. So, yes.
Now that's out of the equation. You're obviously an animal lover, squirrels and all that, indeed.
Yeah.
I want to say something, and I don't want to cause any controversy here, but me and Zach actually did go to the Denver Zoo yesterday. We had a great time.
I love great time.
The
Denver Zoo is great.
It's a very well manicured, a very nicely kept establishment.
Large zoo.
Large
zoo. Big
zoo. A lot more there than I thought there would be. But I think both of us were a little miffed with not necessarily the treatment of these animals, and maybe it's every zoo, but just how small some of the enclosures are.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think, like... I know SeaWorld gets shit. I know Busch Gardens kind of does. If you look at what they actually have in comparison, it's huge.
Nothing against this zoo.
It's
all zoos.
I think it's just all zoos.
No, it is.
I think anyone with a sense of morality can kind of, you go and enjoy it. But there's
a
little
polar
voice
bear,
in the back of your head
dude.
That says you're enjoying this.
In like an open-air environment. Yeah, it gets cold in Denver, but it's not polar bear environment.
Yeah, but
come
dude,
on.
It's not a polar bear environment in Orlando either.
No, but they have indoor areas for that.
They have indoor areas
for
them, too.
Well, tell a story about when you talked to the trainer or whatever.
I talked to the trainer of the polar bear, and it kind of bummed me out, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
He's throwing it fucking fish from the side, like where I'm standing. I'm standing right next to him. He's just like throwing it fish to get it to like do shit.
He's like guiding him. Like,
yeah, he's like
leading
guiding
him to get
him
in another room.
And before that, I've read the billboard, and I pointed it out to you. I'm like, Zach, check this out. It says... The Denver Zoo likes to make sure they have a natural environment. And they have a fucking pirate shipwreck for the fucking
for the polar bear
to climb around.
No, it elaborated. It was like, because they feel we want them to be as normal as possible. Basically, without it saying
right.
that, is that
yeah,
the,
like
the,
we
con-
want
them, the
yeah.
context.
We
of
want
it
to basically do tricks for you. If we can do that, yeah. like we will.
Yeah.
And I saw that. And then the trainer comes up and he's throwing the fish at it. He's leading it up.
Polar bear looks depressed as shit.
Yeah, he's not
it's
looking.
Dude, all animals in zoos in captivity look depressed as shit.
And so he's, you
except the giant octopus at the aquarium, which looks like it's planning to take over the world.
And so I ask him, I'm like, okay, so how old's this polar bear? I ask him, how old's the polar bear then? He's like, 16 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, how long you guys had him? 5 years. Or think before that, he was in the Chicago Zoo. He was in this zoo. He was in that zoo.
Yeah.
So the thing has never lived in a natural environment.
They get,
you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, I mean,
like rent.
But that's almost better in my eyes. Like, if he's always lived in captivity.
He's never had the taste of freedom, well, so that he will never be able to enjoy.
That is his freedom.
That is his reality.
That's his world.
It's like my cat. I keep it indoors.
But that wasn't what bothered me as much as when you asked about the water. You asked him, is that water cold enough? And the guy.
Oh, no. I said, yeah, I did. I straight up, I asked him, like, oh, so how cold's the water? And he's like, 70 degrees or so. And I just straight up looked at him. I'm like, is that cold enough? And he's
like oh, no.
Nah, not really at all.
And that was his answer. He could have ended the conversation. Nah, it's not
like
cold
you
enough.
Could have lied to me and said, oh, that water, we keep it at like 34 degrees. It's just above the you know, we've got a special cooling system in there.
You'd have believed it.
I believe the hook, line, and sinker as an employee, but he's just telling me, nah, it's like 70.
He didn't give a shit.
Well, that's also the thing, too.
And then he's like, yeah, that fucker, he's just being lazy today. He doesn't want to do anything.
It's also like, yeah.
So that's every zoo then, right?
No, yeah.
It's every
zoo.
That's
every zoo.
Yeah.
I just hadn't been to a zoo in a while, so it was kind of like.
I'll tell you what, though. It makes me actually now be on SeaWorld's side a little bit more because of how much extra they do. And Busch Gardens. Like, they've got a mini Serengeti at Busch Gardens for those giraffes and for those elephants.
Yep.
Like, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
Comparison to, like, what these elephants and these giraffes probably have.
Well, I mean,
have,
the Denver Zoo is in the middle of City Park. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not
it's
knocking it.
No.
Beautiful, healthy-looking animals
and
a
and
beautiful
also,
establishment.
They also have a lot of, they have a fair amount of, like, older animals
do they
as well and also, like, in fairness, I've never been there in the day. I've only gone there
we saw tons of cool
I've
shit.
Only gone there at night during the zoo lights, so like during Christmas time they do lights everywhere. Nice. So like I ate a bunch of edibles.
Did I not show you the one I got of the fucking the lion?
No, you did.
Yeah, nice. That fucker, yeah, this fucker, man.
Yeah,
got meat in his mouth.
Yeah,
just
fuck
munching
on.
Yeah,
he ran
meat.
Over right away, like showing off.
Yeah,
like,
he was like showing
off.
Like when we walked over, he was like running over to us, showing off his like new.
Yeah, fuck
his,
yeah.
His meat he just got. Yeah, check that bitch out. So no, it was a good experience.
No, yeah.
But I think we walked out like we don't need to go to a zoo again for another 10 years.
Yeah.
Done.
Like done with
you
that.
Felt heartbroken a little, didn't
we did.
Yeah,
bit. We
a
but
bit.
It's funny because you start like rationalizing things. You're like. Well, like, you know, reptiles and shit, that's fine. And fish, that's fine. You can have
okay.
them in cages, but polar bear, that's
right,
not cool.
Right, or like penguins.
Yeah.
Are you guys cool to do some?
I
don't know. How do you feel about doing some
do the thing.
First mobile clips ever?
Do it.
The first mobile clips? Oh, let's see if we can pull this motherfucker off. This is going to be huge.
Clips! Clips!
Yeah.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got them, baby. Clips!
Yep, clips is the time of the show where we take a minute to play some of the finer things on the internet. Now, guys, I've not had a lot of time to research these clips like usually. I've been out here in Denver hanging with good folk and having just a great time. So we're going to be exploring these a little bit together. But I did find some cool shit. We were just talking about nature. And this first clip is actually the way Canadians deal with bears. You know, usually getting a big bear away, Duncan, what do you do? guy. Yell at that motherfucker.
Die is make, what I do.
Or just make you know. But you know what himself, right? You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy. You got to make yourself bigger and all that, all that. So this is the way the Canadians do it, apparently. Check out this bear. He's trying to climb a tree stand. All right?
Jeez. Get out of there. What are you doing?
He's climbing the tree stand.
I'm going to kick him in the face.
Hey, what are you doing there?
Hey, what are you doing there?
What are you doing there?
What are you doing there, guy? Buddy.
Oh, you know, I'm just going to be a real polite Canadian black bear and go, you know, I'm just going to run away now.
That's just a video and he voiced over it, dude. Like, that was like a camera that like, posted up there. There's no way.
Zach doesn't believe.
No, I don't.
Zach doesn't ever believe.
I almost got to call bullshit.
Yeah.
No.
Like, he had a camera on his tree stand.
Is this how you do clips?
And he voiced over. But either way.
Oh, hey. How you doing there?
Get out of here, buddy guy.
Yeah, oh, what are you doing there?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right, all
you're right. Just a tiny little black bear that there, don't you know?
We frequently like to do ridiculous Nigerian film trailers on this.
Well, yeah.
Show, because they are the best things that we've, you know, ever found. This one, though, might take the cake. I believe it's called this video clip. Doesn't tell me the title, but I believe it's called Hitler's Hitler's son or something like that.
It's
one of those, you know, Nollywood, right?
Oh yeah,
Nollywood. Like they're the terrible knockoff Nigerian films. It's like Bollywood but worse.
Right.
And this is like some movie about how Hitler, like somebody fucks Hitler's wife. I don't know.
Boom. What?
Why are you looking
at us, though?
Get back!
My bed. Terror reigns in the campos as Hitler and Frost declare themselves kings of the campos.
Who dares limit our lifestyle and will remain the undisputed one?
George, the simple son of an army general studying engineering, falls in love with the wife of Hitler.
Yeah! Get it. Get it.
Soon, they are all involved in one bloody clash that sees them blazing into the cannibal village.
Who's George? What do you want?
The case becomes a flesh eater's affair. Who lives? Who dies?
I still love my band!
Hitler, produced by Amos Omwe, directed by Simi Opulua. Hitler, in Mekaike. Ima Ewumadu.
What was the title again? Did you see it? It said it there. I think
it's called Hitler.
Hitler,
yeah.
It's just called Hitler. Hitler. Now let's also say that they're sort of trying to portray that it is Hitler, but they're all black men, so that's
kind of hard to
do.
That's kind of not an easy feat.
Isn't that like not Aryan?
That goes against what?
Like I'm not an expert on Nazis or anything, because I fucking like listen to a lot of weird shit about Nazis.
I love History Channel Nazi shit.
Oh,
I'll do it all day long. I fall asleep to it. It's like cuddle music to me.
I mean,
like,
yeah, and it's
they
weird.
They exploit the shit out of that. They have fucking Hitler.
They really
series.
It's terrible. It's just like, you're really fucking, like, making this dude out be, like, a really, like, good, like not a bad guy. That's bad.
He was an artist.
A nihilist?
He was an artist.
Vegetarian painter fuckhead.
Yeah.
I was deciding whether or not to play this clip tonight or not play this clip. But because, I have to play this clip.
Okay.
They told me no wrestling, no kidding.
Oh,
they told me no wrestling.
Well, I don't think they
clips.
I don't think they know where. I don't think they know where. No, guys, even you guys can appreciate this.
Is it the penis plex again?
It is a new move. It is very similar. It is very similar. We've got a new move. It's called the balls plex. It is the balls plex, and yes, you will see a balls plex.
Ball plex. Holy balls!
Yes.
Ball plex.
Balls plex. She literally.
Duncan, can you describe the move for these noobs?
So what this woman does is she screams the word balls plex, reaches down between her male opponent's legs, grabs their testicles. Looks like she's also grabbing some taint as well. Yeah. It's like
she's getting that taint.
She's going with the bowling ball approach.
Wouldn't be surprised if there was a finger or thumb that slipped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
no, she's slipping
here.
It Probably. In the brown eye there. And then she screams ballsplex and performs a back suplex.
Yeah, it's good, though.
Pretty good.
New move.
This is the same chick. I don't know. What federation is it now that like this chick? It's Candice LeRae. She's cool
this
enough,
is
though,
the wrong show for me
it
to
is,
know.
It is.
We don't have the smark telling
we
us
don't,
what to do.
But we do have to ask, though, how cool is it that she's like a chick wrestling dudes? Like, that's actually pretty kind of fucking cool. Like, you don't see that a lot these days.
Balls play.
China died, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
It's not common. It's not common.
Not common.
Balls
and especially now that, like, you remember the guy that did the move where it was like his dick that, yeah, it was the
Joey Ryan and the penis plex.
Exactly.
I don't know why you're asking, like, you don't know exactly what that move and that dude is.
But she's been, like, kind of fighting back and forth with him, and she's been doing all the stupid shit, like the balls plex. She did a vag thing once, and she did a tit thing once. Like,
gotcha.
Her tits, like, spun someone. Yeah.
If you're interested, that's fine.
That's fine.
So basically, it's like when Gwar had Volvatron in the band.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds about right. All right, moving on. I know we're not huge fans of fast food. I'm not. But every once in a while,
I will eat
a Big Mac.
There's a couple places.
Every once in a while, I get the craving for a Big Mac.
Oh, man.
I do.
Me a Big Mac.
Like me a Big Mac. So I'm sure you grew up with McDonald's. Like, as a kid, was McDonald's a treat to you guys?
On occasion.
Yeah,
on occasion.
Every now and then,
Every now and then.
Every other fucking day.
You are.
Duncan was a fat kid.
I ate McDonald's.
I need a Happy Meal with a cheeseburger and orange drink. Mammy, I need a Happy Meal.
I need it.
It was an everyday thing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you know that this existed? Because I did not until today, that McDonald's essentially had a record that they put out in the 80s. Like, a record. It was a giveaway advertisement record. You could play on a turntable. And what they wanted, basically the whole campaign, was that if you could memorize, it was the whole thing, which was the entire menu, if you could memorize it and recite it for them, I think you got like $1 million or some shit.
What?
Yeah. Check it out.
Okay, so like this ingredients, like you had to like name.
I think they explain it in the clip. I think they explain it.
Hmm.
This isn't visual, so I can just play it from here. This is just, I think this is what's on the record that they gave out.
Your audio.
It's cool. Hang on. I can turn my headphones in a second. Hang on. We're going to make this work like we always do.
I love it.
Yeah, dipshit forgot his headphones.
What kind of thing is that?
Good morning, class. Today we're going to learn the McDonald's menu song and give a listener out there a chance to win $1 million. So, repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
No.
No.
Okay. Here goes. Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden french fries, regular or larger size, a salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad, Oriental, big breakfast, egg, muffin, hot bacon, sauce, bacon, biscuits, bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, Danny's hash browns, two and four dessert, hot apple pies, and sausage,
cream, where the OZD thing comes from? Sausage,
bacon, shakes, chocolatey chip cookies, and a drink of Coca-Cola, diet Coke, and orange drink, a Sprite, and coffee, decaf, two, a low fat milk, also an orange juice, I love McDonald's, but I'm crazy, can I get the sauce one place? Got it?
No, that's the Big Mac.
Okay, now you do it.
To all be had a special sauce with cheese.
Nah, too bad.
Yeah, they...
Because if this class can do the McDonald's
menu song, look at the record. There's the
all
record
the way
spinning.
Through, a listener out there is going to win $1 million.
If you find one of these in a thrift shop, guys, so it's probably worth millions.
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese.
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese.
Filet a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal.
Filet a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal.
You're on a roll. Keep going.
What was that, sir?
You could recite this, you could win a mill.
I think that's what they said at the beginning.
That's a pretty easy feat.
Yeah, you could win $1 million instantly.
They need to bring this back.
Well, all the rap kids
now
they
can
do it.
Fucking Monopoly bullshit. No one's winning that.
Right. Ever.
ever.
Zach, you gonna do it? You gonna try and win it?
You'll have a chance to win big.
Win big.
Tell him to save those coupons.
Save those coupons.
They'll not only save him money.
This is pretty good.
McGriddle and a burrito.
You'll have a chance to win $1,000 or $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah, and there will.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful, but I never knew that was a thing. So I thought you guys would appreciate that.
I remember I used to have records like that, like the real thin. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not necessarily McDonald's. I know what you mean.
Like little promo records that you'd get in the newspaper.
They were like super flimsy.
Come on, cereal. I've seen them.
Cereal,
Cereal. National Geographic.
Kids' records a lot of the times.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're like
I have
shitty.
A whole bunch of kids' records 45s in there. Like,
oh, I know. Remember
ones?
When you brought them around and like we couldn't go through them all? Like,
yeah.
There was too much to even go through. All right, so one last clip. One last clip, and then we'll maybe just tie this whole thing up.
All right, put a nice little bow on it.
Bow on it or whatever. But you guys ever heard of a broccoli wad?
Broccoli wad.
Broccoli wad.
Is that when you blow a big old cum wad after you eaten a bunch of broccoli?
One would assume it would be something similar to that,
I mean, that's where my logical brain goes.
Why wouldn't it? Duncan.
Seems to be the
amongst degenerates, that would be the common knowledge.
Would be.
Would be. It right. would be. I don't think that the broccoli wad, though, is what you're thinking. You see, a broccoli wad is, and Zach, it's kind of a product. You'll
oh,
like this.
My favorite
you'll
segment.
Like this. Your favorite.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we got, you'll appreciate this. It's not, I think, Big Pussy from Sopranos.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah.
It might be that guy. I don't remember their names that well. I think it's Big Pussy. But he's got
you
a new.
You just wanted to say Big Pussy.
I did.
Broccoli Wad and Big Pussy.
Broccoli Wad and Big Pussy.
That's the name of the show right
that's
there.
That's pretty good.
Broccoli Wad and Big Pussy somebody in Denver.
Word.
Big Pussy and Broccoli Wads in Denver. I think that's the way to go. But we'll see anyway. Check it out. It's a new. It's a new money clip, believe it or not. That is called the broccoli. What is it?
Do know about this.
What?
Hey, someone hit spacebar for me.
What are you doing? Wise guys don't carry their money in a wallet. He carries around in a wad like this.
What is that?
This is the broccoli wad. It's tough. It's made of a silicone rubber broccoli wad. Fits in your pocket easier than a wallet. Broccoli wad.
It keeps all my cash and cards right here.
Broccoli wad.
Think so small you can take it anywhere.
Sure, you can take it to the gym, you can take it to the beach, you can take it to the pool,
you can take it anywhere.
You can take it to the beach, you can take it to the racetrack.
This is serious, man. Like, I wish this was kind of a joke, but it's not. Like, the broccoli wad. It is literally a...
Wow.
Why it's called a broccoli wad.
It's a rubber band.
It's the rubber band, the fat rubber band that you get your broccoli. You know, that's why it's called that. It's... It comes around your vegetables, you know, that thick rubber broccoli band.
Yeah,
that's
why it is.
That's what it is.
Broccoli wad. It's in your pocket. Easier than a wallet.
Or a purse. You should have seen me before I got this. I was digging around like a crazy woman.
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it. Why is that guy though? Seriously, why is this guy doing that? Yeah, like some guy talked him.
First of all, can I ask who's dumb enough to actually buy that?
Broccoli wad.
Yeah, who's dumb enough to not put two and two together and be like, well, I could just use
the actual broccoli one. Then, right?
I could just go to the store.
I have like 10 of these in my house somewhere.
Yeah.
A wise guy's not going to be caught with just plain old ass broccoli band.
No, man, they got money clips.
Yeah.
They got good ass money clips.
Good wise guys.
That's what they roll with. Get out of here.
Another wise guy, you might as well get out of business.
Get out of here with your fucking
vegetables.
Forget about it.
Get out of here with your vegetable
with
fucking
your rubber
money
bands
shit.
And your fuck.
Yeah. Was that Clips?
That was Clips, guys.
Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep,
beep,
beep,
Clips.
That was pretty good, guys. Yeah. I think we nailed
get better
it.
Every time.
Every time.
Dude, for the first time doing it with you guys since we started redoing that ending, man. Like,
it's good.
Feel like
it's good.
I feel like
it's
I fit
good,
right,
right
in.
It's
you're natural. It's
almost like I've done this before.
That's kind of stretched in now.
Well, is there anything else that we really need to get to in this Denver edition of Ono Radio Show before we kind of...
Congratulations on getting married.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations to Duncan.
Thank you.
It's going to be an awesome day tomorrow. I can guarantee that.
Oh, yeah. There will be plenty of Ono
updates.
I'm going to
be taking the mobile recorder just in case. I mean,
yeah.
Just so I can throw it in people's faces.
I was going to say, if we don't take yours, we can take mine for
sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone's is going.
Yeah.
We'll probably take yours because yours has batteries and mine doesn't.
Ah.
I don't have any batteries right now. Wah, wah. Well, that's why I got a power thing.
I also do have batteries, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we can take whatever. But we're definitely going to be doing that. We're definitely going to be having some good times tomorrow. Hey, and we still
Duncan's
all have a day or two left in Denver, which is going to be fun
yes,
for
indeed.
All of us here
just
from Orlando.
Be even better.
Nice, so nice. We're excited about that. Duncan, your hospitality has been phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to say that I appreciate everything that everyone, A, in this room, and B, not in this room, who won't listen to this. I appreciate everything that everybody has done for me. So thank you all for being a part of it. Thank you all for...
And I feel like it's good for, you know, our Ono universe to feel like they're a part of it, too. Because in a weird way, they are. In a weird way,
I mean,
they
definitely are.
Are.
Like, they are it's...
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about this for how long?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Not only that, but we have fans out here in Denver that are looking forward to meeting the voices that they have heard a lot.
We got listeners here, I'm hoping.
Oh, we do. Don't you worry
about
that.
We got a couple.
We got a couple. We got a couple loyal to
Denver. You know who you are. We met on the street out there.
Shout out.
Those three jackets.
Please don't put Jimmy in
a
camp.
Jimmy, what you need to do before you go is go on to Craigslist and go to the Close Encounters.
Missed
Connections. And you need to pop in a little, hey, I met you on the street. You told me I was the most beautiful thing you'd ever seen.
On.
All right, girl, you exactly.
Me,
you know me. I'm one of
glasses,
the 1% you didn't want to lock up.
That's
me,
right.
Glasses, goatee, Southern frontier gibberish, and a disarming smile. You wearing three jackets, carrying a giant Save-A-Lot foods bag, talking about putting people in camps.
You call me, girl.
You got me. You got me good.
I'm ready
you
for
you.
You
got me and locked those bitches up, I'm telling you.
Where'd I put my
it's
phone?
Magic in the air.
I don't know.
You used to have a phone. Is it not in your pocket there?
I'm sure it's somewhere.
Sitting on it, I see it.
Oh, I'm sitting on it.
There
that's
it is.
It
it's
is.
In his
that's
ass.
That's where it is. No. All right, we talked about, okay, no, that's the one thing I knew there was something I needed to mention. Guys back at home in Orlando, please be safe.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing.
It's the first time, I mean, I've been through a lot of hurricanes. I don't think this is anywhere near what we've had even since Charlie. Like, this is the worst in, what, 15 years or 10? No, it's not that long.
Not that long, but yeah.
10 years almost.
Yeah.
No, it's over 10 years.
Yeah, 2004 was when all of them
yeah,
came through.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have you guys been following it? I know
I'm literally looking at it right now. It looks like you guys are going to get like 6-plus inches of rain over the next couple
it
days.
It does
yeah.
not.
It'd be gnarly.
It, be safe is all we're saying. Yep. Is that if you get this while the hurricane's hitting you, just know that we're in Denver.
The weather is
and
fucking
and the fucking
gorgeous,
weather
fantastic.
Is
awesome.
Goddamn awesome.
And the storm will be gone by the time we get back.
Exactly.
yeah. So clean up all that bullshit, by
please,
the way.
Are you trying to come home with a fucking...
Up.
Can I not come home to a complete mess?
Yeah.
Like, guys, neighbors of mine, too, you know who you are.
You
pick
know.
Up that shit around my yard so I don't have to, like... Come
that
on.
That he's not going to pick up on his own.
You stay classy, Florida.
Yeah. No.
Try to keep some electricity. Get
in
some
all
candles,
in all seriousness, get your water. Get your fucking shit. Enjoy the hurricane parties, as I know we would do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know we would be if we were
you
there.
Would.
We would probably
instead
be the dumbasses recording on Thursday.
More than likely.
As the storm hits.
Now that the studio doesn't leak anymore.
And now the studio doesn't leak. If we kept power, unless, though, you know we'll keep recording.
You know,
recording.
Your roof makes it through.
Yeah. I'm hoping my new car makes it through is
also
the thing.
True.
Like a tree. Like I, oh,
just don't
luck.
Think about it.
I know, right? It just not going to put that out there. I just did.
Damn
God
it.
Damn
damn
it.
No, you didn't. Don't do it.
Four. My good friend Zach.
Yeah.
My good friend I.
Yes, sir.
My good friend Jimmy.
Thank you.
And my best man, Duncan.
Yes. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. And what do we say when we get out of here, boys?
Eat a bag of dicks.
take it sleazy. We'll see you on the other side when we're back in Orlando. We love you, folks.
Peace.
Eat a bag of dicks. Go bag of dicks. Don't get sweated. Eat a bag of dicks.